With Josh Gordon coming into his own as one of the top NFL wide receivers, offensive coordinator Norv Turner is pleased to have a weapon like that in his arsenal.
Yeah, Josh is rolling. He got some great looks last week. When you get manned up, it takes a lot of the decision making out for a lot of people, and then obviously your physical skills have to take over. And he did a good job of separating, and obviously Jason did a good job of getting the ball quickly. If you get him to those guys quick, and they're on the run, and they got a chance of making big plays, and he's just rolling.
Were there any extra levels of competence for Campbell last week? I mean, did he add to his game, do things that were hoping he would add to his game?
We all know. I mean, we've seen him go out and play at a high level. There's no question he's capable of doing that, and it's nice to see him have the opportunity to go do it. To me, it still starts the supporting cast around him. We had one sack. We had one other hit, and there was really not a lot of pressure. Other than that, he had two nice runs when he couldn't find an open guy. So I think when you get everyone playing on the same page and everyone's playing together, it helps the quarterback. And the way he played, it helped everyone else.
You always talk about consistency with all his players and all. So what do you have to do to maintain that consistency from the last 6 quarters?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you got guys we're constantly, we've had constant change, and you're trying to keep guys on the same page. And, when you go against a team and things match up the way they did against New England, the way they did against Jacksonville, then I think you have a chance to make a lot of plays. And then there's some teams you may not match up as well. Their scheme may be harder on you, and it stresses everybody a little bit more. So this is truly a week-to-week game. And, Chicago presents some problems different than what we've seen the last 2 weeks. So it really comes down to our ability on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to in our meetings, practice, all the things we do, get to where we're comfortable and we can go out and execute against a different style defense than we've seen really the last couple weeks.
What does it say about Jason to be able to come in on a short week and after obviously a week of downtime on the road against a team like that? Just to basically show no rust.
Yeah, he was really sharp, and I think, as he said, he felt awfully good physically. Again, that's what you hope you'd have with a veteran player, 30-year-old player, 31-year-old player that's played as many games as he has. That's what you want in veteran players, that they can come in and play with limited practice time, because that's part of being a player in this league. But he, there's no question he was very, very sharp.
You mentioned the constant change that the offense has had to go through personnel-wise. How has that affected your implementation of your system and exactly how you would want it to be at this time of the season?
Well, each guy is different, and so you're trying to get the things done, and then we're still obviously getting everyone on the same page in terms of being able to execute what we're doing. And each of the quarterbacks do have their differences. The biggest thing I would say, if you look at our games, the biggest thing we did Sunday is we eliminated negative plays. We've moved the ball in almost every game. We've made big plays in almost every game. Games where we've not turned the ball over or limited turnovers, we've been in the game or had a chance to win it or won the game. The games we've turned the ball over, we've given ourselves no chance.
Norv, how much, going back to your days in the Cowboys, how much having a guy like Alvin Harper with Michael Irvin really helped that offense, having the second receiver?
Well, we can name a lot of other guys along with Alvin. Yeah. You want to have, you get five, I always tell our guys, you get five eligible receivers, and you want each one of those guys to be able to contribute at a high level, and we've had that in some games. We haven't had that as much as we'd like, and that's something we're working towards.
With the McGahee concussion, how does that affect this week's crisis at running back?
Well, I really think there's a lot of different scenarios we've had to deal with, and if in August someone told me and all of you that Trent Richardson wasn't going to be here and we were going to play three different quarterbacks and they're all going to get to start about three and a half or four games or whatever they've done. We've had some other issues to deal with, obviously the running backs situation. And I think you would be saying that this offense would struggle. And I think our guys have handled it extremely well. We've really, in the last two or three weeks, the featured guys have been Obanaya and Foz, and now we got Baker off of, I think it was Houston's practice squad. So he's been in the system. He's familiar with it. So I'm sure he'll get an opportunity to play a little bit. But that's been the biggest challenge. People talk about the quarterback thing, but the biggest challenge has been trying to coordinate the running game with the backs we have, and then with the different things we've had to handle.
Chet pointed out,
really.
Chet pointed out that Baker was with you last year. What can you tell us?
Baker was with us in San Diego. He's a practice squad player, and he's got good feet. He's got good quickness. He was a very productive player in college. For he's not a big man. He's 205 pounds, but he was a powerful runner in college and a very productive runner. And we kept him on the practice squad because we thought he he might become a guy that it could play in the league.
In all of the games that Jason Campbell has been healthy this season, he's had a rating of, I think, 105 or up. Do you think that, does that show you some kind of consistency from the quarterback position for him to do that?
Yeah, it does. I think those games, to me, the only thing that really I care about in quarterback rating, your quarterback rating goes way down if you turn the ball over. And in those games, we did not turn the ball over. So that's the most important issue. There's a lot of things that sway the quarterback rating that are not meaningful in terms of winning and losing. But certainly the biggest thing that sways it is turnovers, and that's the biggest thing that sways winning and losing. So if we'll protect the ball, I think we can, as Chud said, we can play with anybody, and if we do the things you have to do at the end of the game, we could beat anybody.
What about your system enables Josh to get open as consistently as he's been getting open?
It's the good thing for Josh, and I think Belichick talked about it a little bit last week. Looking at it, is we are going to throw the ball up the field, and whether it's you go back and look through the history of guys, there's a lot of guys people don't remember. Jerry Porter in Oakland had a real good run when he was going good, so we're going to give those big guys an opportunity to use their size and speed, but. Players make a system, and Josh has been becoming a complete receiver. He has learned how to line up. He lined up in every spot, every position we have. He's lined up on the right and the left, in the slot on the right, the third receiver inside. He's handled all the underneath routes. He's gotten a lot better at understanding defenses and finding a hole in his own coverages and beating the man coverage underneath. And then when you can run up the field like he can, it really helps you run the underneath routes.
Just a couple more questions.
Do you find yourself looking at Campbell and asking yourself, what will he probably be in your system if he gets more time in it and gets some continuity in it?
Well, I think all the guys, we were talking, I was with a group of them, and we're capable of playing a lot better right now than obviously we were in the month of September. And I told these guys we'd be a lot better in November and December in terms of playing because you're going to be more comfortable with the system. So, everyone wants to get ahead of themselves. But having like Josh and our guys and Jordan and those guys having a year in the system when we come back and get going when we're done and then have an off season, they will really be rolling and comfortable. So anyone who's had those reps and had that opportunity, all our offensive line, you'll just be a lot more confident and a lot more comfortable with what we're doing.
Do you think quarterbacks can continue to be successful at 32, 33, 34? I mean, does that age bother you at all?
They are. I think you got to look at the guy and what style of quarterback he is. The guys that play, as we just saw one last week, is playing pretty high level, and he's older than 35. They tend to be more guys that stay in the pocket and don't put their bodies at risk as much as some others do. But there's a lot of guys that's the thing about with all this off-season program and the guys taking care of their bodies and nutrition and weightlifting and all that, guys are staying healthy a lot longer and play a lot longer, and particularly at the quarterback position.